app, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Moving on different tracks, the two houses of Congress have been approving legislation to keep some federal agencies funded past an approaching money deadline. Working late tonight, the House has just passed several funding bills for Homeland Security, the Pentagon, the State Department, but those would not prevent a partial government shutdown on Sunday.
Senate has a bipartisan plan with about 80% of senators signing off on it. This grand plan keeps the government open another 45 days, live to fight another day. The House will have a plan tomorrow, likely about a month, could be as short as a week, of a brief continuing resolution just to hit this news button and keep things going. But here's the fundamental dynamic. The House Republicans think the Senate plan costs too much money, and oh, by the way, it includes funds for Ukraine, which House Republicans don't universally accept.
CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane. Also on Capitol Hill, as part of impeachment hearings against President Biden that Democrats call a distraction with no basis, the House Oversight Committee subpoenas the banking records of the president's son and brother, criminal defense attorney Joseph Tully.
They issued a subpoena along with a letter explaining in detail why they feel that they have legal justification to obtain these. So I think they are certainly trying to cover their legal basis for these requests.
With the strike against the big three automakers by the United Auto Workers now about 2 weeks old, reporter Matt Bigler tells us.
Some mechanics are starting to worry about the auto parts supply chain.
The chain has sort of stopped.
Automotive technology professor Brian Hagopian says UAW workers at a GM distribution center near Reno are now walking the picket lines. He says if the strike goes on much longer, drivers may not be able to get their cars repaired.
So dealerships will literally be yards of cars that there's no parts for.
In Baltimore, the arrest of the prime suspect in the brutal murder of a well-known young tech CEO.
Investigators are now reviewing all open cases since the suspect's release last fall, trying to determine if any connections to other crimes exist.
CBS's Nicole Skanga. It is nearly 6 years in prison for a former director of an Ohio memory loss clinic accused by dozens of patients of falsely diagnosing them with Alzheimer's disease.
Federal investigators say the woman was not trained or licensed to provide any medical care, but she claimed to be a doctor and billed patients for unneeded treatments.
Correspondent Jim Crisula, her physician husband, was sentenced to 41 months after March convictions of conspiracy, mail fraud, wire fraud, and health care fraud. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law raising the minimum wage for fast food workers in California to $20 an hour. Gas prices averaging $3.84 a gallon. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal.
My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Tom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Da, we find ourselves on the road again. The Bavarian Beer Haas in Glendale.
You can Bavarian Beer Hall if you have problems saying the Haas part of it, man. Welcome, Crudy. Hey, man, you're on the road. This is just a mile from my house. Great to see you, Nate, working hard on the board. Our fair audience, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 in my backyard.
And you're all invited. Oktoberfest started at 4 o'clock. We are officially in Oktoberfest here at the Bavarian Beer Haas Beer Hall.
There you go.
Easy enough. Brewers are on the not only are the Brewers on the radio right now, Brewers up 2-0 last I checked.
Excellent.
They're playing out on our flagship. You're allowed to go peek in on that if you want to. WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. But Dom, we're down here in the Milwaukee market, and this is the broader metro, but we're down here in two good reasons. One, well, maybe three, four, ten good reasons.
Lots of reasons. We'll come up with some.
I got a couple of
okay,
good reasons. A, politics. B, partying with the people. And C, Packers kick off at 7:15.
Packers and politics.
Where? Why? I'm wearing the colors. Why are you not wearing colors?
I got my WAUK shirt on. I totally forgot to put on my Lions shirt. You know the Lions are favored on the road here in Green Bay by 2.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'll take all of that action.
No, come on,
all
man.
Of that action.
What? What? Well, we'll see what happens. Maybe the line will move. But the Packers are home dogs, baby.
You know,
you like that action.
They got a big screen here at the Bavarian Beer Haas in Glendale. This is right off the highway. Traffic's still slow, so get off the highway. Just join us. We've already got our first guest here. We got Haas and Annalise. We often mention our favorite fan, Annalise from Sheboygan. And Haushold dragged her all the way down.
Thank you, Haas.
And they're here for the Oktoberfest and maybe to see the Devil's Advocates. You could be like them because we're out in the community. And Dom, it had Oktoberfest in the name. And also tomorrow, what are we doing tomorrow, Dom?
Back where it all began, Crudy. La Crosse, Wisconsin, where you and I went to school. I graduated. I'm pretty sure you did as well back in the day.
I got a piece of paper that says I did.
Another Oktoberfest and a classic, the one of my favorite Oktoberfests, of course, in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Now, we're going to be on Pearl Street at Buzzard Billy's tomorrow. Live broadcast starts at 4. Party goes all night. Come on down. Join us. I will buy you your first cold beverage. Your call. Whatever it is. Not the stuff from the back shelf.
But. The top shelf, baby.
So, Dom, we're going to have a good time today, and we're going to talk some politics today, but I want to start looking backwards just a little bit. The least important presidential debate of our lifetime last night. Did you watch it, my friend?
I tried to. I started out a little bit, got in a few minutes late, and I watched it up until the point, probably 15, 20 minutes into the quote-unquote debate. When DeSantis and Ramaswamy and someone else just started talking over each other. It was, you know, the moderators totally lost control. They let it go on way too long, and I shut it off. They looked like a bunch of petulant children. I was not impressed with the format nor the candidates. So, no, man, I turned that off after a while.
Did you see the future president of the United States on that stage?
No.
A plausible future president. Did you see one?
I didn't see anyone that's going to beat Joe Biden. No, I did not.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. You know, it was interesting. I watched more of that than I ever would have expected. Like, 2 minutes is more than I ever would have expected. But once I put it on, you know, then I was committed to watching it a bit. And Mrs. Crudy came round. And even young junior Crudy came around, my youngest.
Well, it's 2 hours, man. A lot of people can come and go in 2 hours of that thing.
I think even the dogs found themselves, you know, moderately attracted to the glowing light of the boob tube last night. So we're watching the debate as a family, question mark. And, you know, I found my family agreeing. There were two moderates. If they were president, you wouldn't all night. You wouldn't be angry completely.
Or the world was going to end with these people in the White House.
And that's Chris Christie. And that's maybe Nikki Haley. They seem like the grown-ups at the kids' table. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're not going to get any of the grown-ups. We're going to get us the heat melting to Donald Trump.
I keep saying that. That certainly is what the math looked like at this point. But as I said yesterday and before,
on,
and I continue to reiterate, if you can project and tell me what's going to happen well over a year from now with these political candidates in this circumstance, I take your action. I want your wisdom. Lottery tickets, because I don't think anybody knows how this is going to happen.
Here's a couple things I can tell you. Packers, Super Bowl champion, it all starts tonight. Glorious victory over Detroit. I'm going to call it like 27-23, but it'll be glorious. Packers over Detroit tonight. You can listen, please do, especially here in the Metro, the Milwaukee Metro, on WRJN 1400 AM. And if you're in Racine, Kenosha, 99.9 start there, and then 98.1 down on the state line. But listen to Civic Media's Packers. That's what all the Patriots would do. Or, more importantly, celebrate Oktoberfest. Many other fine people, I suspect, they're partying already. Oh, here's another fine person walking up from the parking lot.
It is. It's just going to keep on and keep it on. Crudy, the debate last night. You know, Ramaswamy and DeSantis going
back.
Oh, what an
irritating little...
Listen, I think you're right. You know, Chris Christie would seem to be one of the adults. Nikki Haley, as you mentioned, perhaps one of the other adults on stage. But, you know, Donald Duck, as soon as I said it, then I got the tweet from, you know, the Chris Christie campaign right away. So there, and he looked at the camera.
Donald Duck.
Come on. How about this, people? The front runner who has now ducked, as Christie pointed out, the second debate, and now whose advisors are calling on the RNC to cancel all future debates, didn't show up again. Again! And the guy's been indicted, obviously, 90-some charges against him, and court rulings going against him daily. And it was not, to my understanding, I didn't see it, and nor did I see any of the reporting. How is this not a topic of conversation with the Republican primary? Your front runner by 40, 50 points, as he would have it, is under indictment, is losing his business, is convicted of fraud. He starts a trial for $250 million, a civil case, no doubt. Next week, man.
Monday.
Next week. And that is not, that is, I mean, if that was Joe Biden on the stage, you think they'd address that? So it's an absolute farce. How if you really want to be the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, you got to go after your political opponent who's facing 91 felonies and the prospect of losing his entire business. And, you know, let's not talk about the fraud or the sexual abuse, yada, yada, yada. None of those things were brought up on the stage, which makes it an entire joke.
How do you think Stuart Varney, Dana Perino, and the one the Republicans took such objection to? You know, she was a non-citizen.
Oh, she's not even a citizen. How dare she ask questions? What, sit in the back and keep your mouth shut? She's not qualified? Again, from what I saw, not impressed. It was lacking in substance. Again, not bringing up the former president and all the things and the baggage that comes with that. Not being addressed head on. And Chris Christie, in his defense, apparently today, in some of the reporting I saw, said, well, you know, the moderators, they didn't ask about it. Well, okay, he's the leader, man. He's the one stomping on all of you Republicans right now. Hell, the reporting I have seen today saying the Republicans are losing their freaking minds. They're trying to get Youngkin to jump in because apparently nobody on that stage, as Crudy mentioned, are even going after or touching Donald Trump.
I didn't find them particularly compelling. It was at least maybe close to an hour of my life. I will never get back. Yeah. I will never get that hour back. So I watched a little of the event last night, and the big event, well, it's right here at the Bavarian Beer House. And you know what I love about this? I love looking around and observing what's around.
Oh, I know. Stay on target. Stay focused, Crudy.
Well, they got the Oktoberfest, the Willkommen-Zum. I'm sure I just butchered that.
Yeah.
We'll get a German speaker.
Man,
soon.
Come on. You have a hard time with the English language, let alone trying to learn German on the fly, man.
I'm just really impressed with the spinning beer stein on top of the water tower.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch, Krute?
Nein.
Nein.
I know nothing. I see nothing. I do very little, except it's a little radio show with you, my friend.
So how can you call this a debate when these very important issues that are facing the Republican Party, the front runner, and they don't even mention it? They don't even bring it up. And even
nobody
if you,
watched.
Even if you put it on.
Nobody
it,
cares.
If you believe what Chris Christie says, hey, the moderator. Well, why wouldn't Fox News, why wouldn't the moderators bring up, hey.
You know, they're not a real news organization.
So what are we really doing then? I mean, what is the point of all of this?
Important presidential debate of our lifetime. Least important. Nobody cared. Nobody should care because nobody on that stage last night has a plausible chance, to my humble, less than humble opinion, of being the president of the United States, at least in this elective cycle. So they're also rants. And even Donald Trump, you know, he doesn't want to be insulted anymore. Apparently, Dom. So he doesn't think there should be any more debate.
He's too senile. He cannot get on that stage. Number one, he couldn't articulate any sort of thoughts. And I heard Joe Biden today. Joe Biden gave a speech, this McCain, some McCain bill.
Defending democracy.
Yes, man. Oh, my God. And the guy was passionate and articulate and forthright and spoke from the heart. And it sounded like a president. You know, he wasn't calling for anyone to be hung. He wasn't calling for anybody to be executed. I mean, and he was bringing up these very specific things that Donald Trump has said recently. I heard more about those awful and terrible things that the former president has been saying recently from Joe Biden. How was that not brought up yesterday in the quote-unquote debate?
You know, I heard a lot of that Joe Biden speech right here on the Civic Media on the Todd Alba show. Very human speech.
Yeah.
Talked about introducing John McCain to his wife, Cindy.
Yeah.
Encouraging John to go for it, not just in life, in marriage, but also for the U.S. Senate. Folks, Devil's Advocates on the road, the Bavarian Beer House here in Glendale. Come on down. Tip a stein with us. Come back, Mike.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies for us here in the overnight. Light southeast winds and 57 degrees by daybreak. A mix of clouds and sunshine around the area on Friday, the high 75. Friday night, there will be a chance of some showers and storms. Most of that should be after midnight. It's 60 at our studios.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road again, Bavarian Beer Hall, Oktoberfest in Glendale, Wisconsin, just north of Milwaukee. If you're in town, come down, hang out, have a drink or two.
We're on the patio, Don. We snuck outside trying to get maximum signal and maximum party room. We got plenty of room to party here. Come on down, join us. And the Packer game, it kicks off 7:15. Listen in on WRJN 1400 AM. You can flip back and forth. Packer pregame coverage starts about 5 o'clock. So, you know, we give you permission to dip your toe in the pregame coverage. But come on back. We're partying here till 6 on the radio. But we're staying for the Packer game. We're partying all night long. Mike Clemens, our sports director. Mike, long time no talk. It feels like it was just yesterday with the big Bucks trade. But tonight we're talking Packers, my friend. You in Lambeau yet?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I'm just a couple blocks away. There's plenty of Lions fans in town for this prime time game tonight.
Is this a Milwaukee game? Is this a Milwaukee?
Yes. But you know, here's the thing. That Dan Campbell, it's like 2.5 years ago in January that this guy who had played tight end for a while with the Lions was a tight end coach for Sean Payton during, you know, their good years with Drew Brees and winning a Super Bowl, that he gets his first head coaching job, and he talks about this team is just like the city of Detroit. You know, we're resilient. We've been knocked down, but, you know, we're going to get up, and we won't stop, and we'll bite your knee off. You know, he had all these strange rah-rah things he was going to do. Well, look at this. 2.5 years later, the NFL believes in him because they put this guy in prime time at least three times. Thursday night, they kick off against the Chiefs, and they beat Patrick Mahomes at Arrowhead to open the season. Tonight, big another game. Primetime game with the backdrop of Lambeau Field, because this is a big numbers night for September ratings. And then they'll be in primetime again, of course, like they are every year, on Thanksgiving, going against who? These Green Bay Packers. So the league believes in the Lions as something that, and oh, by the way, after being on Hard Knocks, and changing that culture, these guys have sold out their tickets now at Ford Field. All the season tickets are gone for the first time in years.
Wow.
Now, Mike, how about the injury report? Because last week the Packers were nearly decimated by both penalties and injuries. How are we doing on the injury front?
Yeah, you know, Jordan Love's out there, and it's like he looks around it when he comes up under center, and he's missing like five starters. But they've got all these rookie receivers and everything. So there was one story, Grudy and Dom, I wanted to talk about, and I thought, I don't know. Everyone's so tired of this story. An hour ago, Brian Gutekunst, GM, just put David Bakhtiari on injured reserve.
Oh no.
You're killing me, Mike. How about Christian Watson, the wide receiver? Very interested in seeing him on the field this year. Will it be tonight?
According to Christian, it is, because we asked him the other day. He came to his locker and said, okay, come on over. And we said, so, you know, we thought maybe there was a chance you'd go against the Saints. Will you go Thursday night? And he said, that's the plan. Oh, okay. Well, was this sort of the target date all along against this, you know, NFC North defensive foe at home since you've been out with it? He said, no. And Matt LaFleur said that too. Listen, if you can play, you play. If you can't, it's not like, well, let's hold him off one more week so that he's 100% against Detroit. No, they just based that on the medical. And when we asked LaFleur, he said, hey, Watson thinks he's playing. He goes, well, that's great. I like the enthusiasm. But, you know, it's the doctors that will have the final say. So he's still down as questionable, but I think he's going to get out there tonight. He had some sort of a hamstring that happened at the end of camp. He's missed the first three games. I asked him, did you have a setback? You know, but, you know, a hamstring, a full-blown hamstring, if the back of your leg feels like a waffle iron. And it takes about a month to get that back. And he said, no, it's just, we just had to bring it along right so that I hopefully can be good for the rest of the season. But I think he's going to be out there. I think Aaron Jones is going to be out there tonight as well. But the Bakhtiari thing, I mean, this guy's now only played in 12 games, 13 games since New Year's Eve 2020 when he blew out the ACL in practice. And tonight he would have been, what, one for four games. So, yeah, this is such a setback. And again, like we talked before, it's no longer just inflammation that knee or fluids. It's pain and stiffness and the knee locking up on him. And it looks like Rashid Walker's job moving forward at left tackle.
And what about Alexander on defense, Mike? Any indication if we got our top corner back?
No, he did something to his back about a week and a half ago and has missed these games. And to go inside, to go with that, an indication he's not going to be back anytime soon. They also elevated another defensive back, Corey Ballantyne, from the practice squad to the 53-man with that spot open after they put Bakhtiari today on injured reserve.
Folks, you're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We've got Civic Media's own sports director, Mike Clemens, live on the phone from Lambeau. Kickoff 7:15. You can listen here in the Milwaukee Metro on 1400 AM WRJN. And Mike, we're here at the Bavarian Beer Haas, the Oktoberfest grounds. I know it's a digression, Mike, but you partied at this place with Ronald Reagan. Tell me about that.
Wow, dude.
True story. You know, I in my early 20s, I lied to get a job, and was working shooting TV camera, right? So in 84, man, it was, you know, it was Reagan running for re-election. And, of course, he won by a landslide. But, you know, he covered Mondale when he came to town. Jesse Jackson was a candidate and actually did pretty good with some candidates. Geraldine Ferraro. So then the Republicans. And, you know, you got to give credit to Ronnie Reagan. I mean, the people around him, Ed Meese, was it Lynn Nussiger, Michael Deaver? These guys knew how to stage their guy. And so they said, yeah, go to the Bavarian Inn. We're going to let in about 2,000 supporters. And it was all staged. There was 50 flags behind him. There was tabletops. Harold Breyer was a conservative police chief for Milwaukee. And it's like, okay, well, where's the president? And all of a sudden you look up and here come the sounds of the choppers. The Air Force One helicopters landing. And he gets out and salutes the crowd. And he goes on the stage and he has a big beer and a photo op next to the police chief, you know, for crime prevention, you know, in the state. And it was a great front page picture in the paper the next morning. And that.
What a great story. Mike Clemens, sorry to cut you short.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. With a partial government shutdown possible early Sunday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy wants to link the money issue to immigration.
This is a place where we can get a short-term stopgap if we get something on the border.
The House Oversight Committee conducting impeachment inquiry hearings about the president wants banking records for his son and brother.
Chairman Comer, who heads the oversight hearing and really is kind of shepherding this impeachment inquiry, if you will, did subpoena bank records for Hunter Biden and James Biden, a relative of the president and their affiliated companies.
Correspondent Nicole Killiam. The United Auto Workers plan another Friday morning video stream concerning their ongoing strikes against the big three.
They started with a small number of plants, then they expanded it. I don't know if the union wants to just take another baby step or take a really big step. The baby steps haven't gotten them across the finish line.
Professor Eric Gordon of Michigan University. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foodie.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
I'll tell you a story about the house rent blue.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, live on the road again, Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Dom, today it finds us in Glendale. We're going to have the fine mayor of Glendale. He is Brian Kendi. He's a friend of ours. Brian's going to join us in the happier hour. The happier happy hour now about 5:30 Central Time. Also, our colleague and broadcast excellence, Earl Ingram, joining us at the top of the five.
Nice.
And you can always be a part. Even when we go on the road, you can come with, you can text us. You know, the super cool app, the Civic Media app, get it where you get your apps, but it allows you to text us in real time. I can get them on my phone, Dom. I read them. I see them. Sometimes I chuckle to myself. Sometimes I read them aloud on the air, but I always prefer the conversation, Dom. I'm here for the dialogue. 844-967-2789. That's the best way to, what, be a part. Go on the road with us. Tell us what you're thinking on a given day. So other than this least important political debate of our lifetime, Dom, And Joe Biden gave his little speech. I heard parts of it on the Todd Alba show. And then, oh, yeah, what's going on at the Congress? They're not keeping the government open. Not yet.
Oh,
what?
Priorities, Kirby.
What was that other thing they were doing? Oh, yeah, the Joe Biden impeachment.
It's not an impeachment. Can we not call it that?
Well, I don't know.
Mammals are called a bar mitzvah because it's not a thing. You know what I'm saying? It is not an impeachment. They may have some congressional hearings, but it is not an impeachment. An impeachment is a thing. You need to go through a process in order to get that thing. To call something a thing that is not that thing, you may as well call it something else.
We will know something about impeachments here in the state of Wisconsin very, very soon, right? We're going to learn these processes probably on a federal and state and local level. But anyways, Joe Biden, the impeachment, the effort, the snowballing of the MAGA followers, because nobody else really believes this, right? And here's what I would say, and I did hear some of Jimmy Raskin, and we've got some of his sound to share with you, our fair audience. But if you got a smoking gun, if you got this snowball of evidence, if you got this overwhelming something,
like I don't know, gold bars hidden in your house, or you know, stacks of cash stuffed in your suits, something like that,
I would lead with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Like in Euchre, lead with the Bowers. Just clean up the table. Take them all, right? You're going alone, take them all. Play them like you got them. Well, if you're playing them like you got them, where's the there? When Comer and these Republicans lay out these hackneyed, these old, debunked ideas, and they just, what, cast aspersions and call it an impeachment. Well, Jimmy Raskin, I think, did an excellent job of calling them out on the fact there's virtually, essentially, exactly zero, not one scintilla of evidence. Nate, let's play it for the people. Jimmy Raskin, cut five.
Bush chairman has publicly boasted that he received 100% of everything he asked for. And I quote, every subpoena that I've signed as chairman of the House Oversight Committee over the last 5 months, we've gotten 100% of what we've requested, whether it's with the FBI, with the banks, or with Treasury. That means we are the real witnesses here. In fact, the committee has received 12,000 pages of bank records. Here they are, right in front of us, printed double-sided, and not a single page shows a dime going to President Joe Biden.
It's a nothing burger. They've got nothing to lead with. You got no Bowers. What, you're bluffing? You can't bluff.
We've got 12,000 pages of evidence, quote unquote, that shows no money going to Joe Biden. That's Raskin. Love me some Raskin. Let's hear some more. Cut number six, please.
Trump's convinced that if we shut the government down, his four criminal prosecutions on 91 different felony and misdemeanor charges will be defunded and delayed long enough to keep him from having to go before a jury of his peers before the 2024 election. And like flying monkeys on a mission for the Wicked Witch of the West, Trump's followers in the House now carry his messages out to the world. Shut down the government. Shut down the prosecutions. But the cult master has another command for his followers, which brings us here today.
The cult master.
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore, Toto. Jimmy Raskin, lighten up these Republicans for their meritless, voteless impeachment action.
Investigation. Raskin, the witnesses they showed, apparently they brought in three witnesses, but they haven't seen any crime. Here's Raskin, cut seven.
The title of the hearing is The Basis for an Impeachment Inquiry of President Joseph Biden. And yet, they present us no basis at all today, even after 8 months of investigation. They've invited three witnesses to testify. Not one of them is an eyewitness to a presidential crime of any kind. Not one of them is a direct fact witness about any of the events related to Ukraine and Burisma. Not one of them has participated in the 8 months of investigation.
Not one of them. But that won't stop the Republicans. What is this? An investigation for a possible impeachment inquiry, maybe sometime in the future, of the current president. Great work, folks.
Are they doing this to what? Is this a shiny object to distract from the fact they're letting the government shutdown concurrently? Is this their definition of walking and chewing gum?
Well, I mean,
down?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can do lots of things at the same time. Exactly. You can give some cover fire for your felonious, sexual assaulting, fascist orange dictator, and you know, give some, try to get some damage on Joe Biden, and you know, shut the government down, because that's really, you know, the priority of the Republicans. Here's what Raskin says about the government shutdown.
That's a win-win, Dom.
Cut number 8, please.
All right, so let's get it straight. We're 62 hours away from shutting down the government of the United States of America, and Republicans are launching an impeachment drive based on a long debunked and discredited lie. No foreign enemy has ever been able to shut down the government of the United States, but now MAGA Republicans are about to do just that. But they don't want to cut off public services to the people and deny paychecks to more than a million service members without first launching an impeachment drive, even when they don't have a shred of evidence against President Biden for an impeachable offense.
Wow, that's what you get, Raskin. You're not inferring properly. Just a couple more from Rep. Raskin. Lighten up the Republicans. The smoking gun, Crudy, where is it? Cut 9.
We've received 2,000 pages of SARS reports the chairman subpoenaed. We've held hearings and conducted interviews with everybody from Hunter Biden's business partners to a federal agent assigned to that investigation, and still we found no evidence of wrongdoing by President Biden. If the Republicans had a smoking gun or even a dripping water pistol, they would be presenting it today, but they've got nothing on Joe Biden. All they can do is return to the thoroughly demolished lie that Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump launched 5 years ago, the Burisma conspiracy theory, a fairy tale so preposterous that one of its main authors, Lev Parnas, has now disowned and repudiated it.
Oh, Lev. What happened to Lev?
Was that before or after he was convicted and went to prison?
Yeah, I mean, it is just unbelievable. Final cut from Jamie Raskin. Cut 10, please, Nate.
And you think I'm being harsh? Here's what some Republicans have had to say over the last week about the actions of the Republicans as they watch up close, quote, the dysfunction caucus at work, in the words of our GOP colleague from Nebraska, Don Bacon. Clown show, foolishness, terribly misguided, stupidity, failure to lead, lunatics, disgraceful, new low, pathetic, enabling Chairman Xi, people that have serious issues. Those folks don't have a plan. Show just how broken they are, and individuals that just want to burn the whole place down. Now, if I said any of these things, they'd probably take my words down, but these are Republicans talking about Republicans. So let's be clear. This isn't partisan warfare America's seeing today. It is chaotic infighting between Republicans and Republicans. It's MAGA versus extreme MAGA, as if anybody in the real world could tell the difference between the two. What a staggering failure of leadership.
Jamie Raskin, lighten up the Republicans in the House.
I bet you Republicans wished he was on their team.
Right?
Do they have an effective, like a smart lawyer type, like Jamie Raskin?
Yeah, yeah, Jim Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for real, man. I mean, literally, who is the standout? Who is somebody like Jamie Raskin?
Star of Team GOP?
Yes, who is that person?
They weren't on the stage last night.
No, they weren't. They're certainly not in this investigative committee. I mean, I tried to write down all the things that the Republicans that Jamie Raskin articulated for us are saying about each other. You know, the mega on mega, the dysfunctional caucus, the clown show. It goes on. I can't read my writing. There was many, many. You heard them, and he's absolutely right. But what, Comer now is going to subpoena some more. I haven't seen the details on it, but Comer's coming out with some more subpoenas, apparently. They're going to get to the truth, folks, you know, working on the very important priorities of Congress.
Well, you know, more subpoenas. And not governing. Governing.
Governing? What?
You know, my understanding is the House refuses to take up the bipartisan Senate Republican-led short-term funding bill to keep the government from shutting down. Because let's not forget, Dom, Saturday night at midnight, Kevin McCarthy turns into a pumpkin, dude.
bipartisan bill coming out of the Senate with, what, almost 80? So they got almost 30 Republican senators?
Ron Johnson was a no.
It was shocking.
And Tommy Tuberville was a no.
Shocking once again. But at the end of the day, you got, what, 80% of the Senate, half of whom are Republicans, are like, yeah, here's the thing. Why don't you just bring it to the floor?
Mitch McConnell was lighting up Kevin McCarthy today.
If McCarthy brought it to the floor, it would pass. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably with some moderate Dems. And
yes.
Yes.
Yes, of course it would pass.
Hakeem Jeffries could be the Speaker of the House. If Kevin McCarthy would just let him run it, he could probably build an effective coalition with the Democrats and a handful of moderate Republicans. Hakeem Jeffries would have a better time and more success governing this caucus than Kevin McCarthy, because, of course, he's got no soul left to sell.
Yeah, there's nothing left. I mean, what, 14 votes to become the Speaker? I mean, when Matt Gaetz has a proverbial political gun to your head the whole time, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, and these are the people you're going to lean on? There is no governance there. They want to break it. They want to blow it up. They don't want... They don't want to move forward. They don't want to govern. And the thought that we're going to, is this country going to save a dime by shutting down? You know what I mean? For real. I mean, is it going to be more or less expensive in the long run, in the long term, as we look back
well,
and
don't we get
everybody
those...
eventually gets paid back anyway? And then what? Interest rates go up if all of a sudden the credit ratings go down? And our long-term debt, if you want to talk about the effect of national debt, well, listen to the Republican. It is their actions, because they could pass this right now. Kevin McCarthy could bring the Senate bill to the floor, and they could let people vote, but he's not going to do it because there's a better idea, there's a better plan waiting from the Republicans? I mean, what have they presented? What is out there? What have they passed? I haven't seen anything yet, but they spent a lot of time today and committee investigations on Hunter Biden, who's, you know, never worked for the government, and apparently trying to tie that somehow to Joe Biden's corruption. What a farce.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's the Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Come join us. We are at the Bavarian Beer Hall down here in Glendale, Wisconsin. Plenty of room for you. We're on the deck. The weather has turned quite nice. You know, a little cloudy, but not too warm, not too cool.
It's just perfect.
It is. The porridge is perfect. The beer is cold. The company is hot. So come on down, join us. And, of course, the Packers, they're kicking off a little bit later, 7:15. You're allowed to dip in, a little pregame coverage on WRJN 1400 AM. And we'll take some of your calls as well. You go on the road with us when you dial 844-967-2789. Devil's Advocates, come back. Live on the road, you should be here.
See my baby since a night on a week. Gotta get drunk, man, so I can't even speak. Gonna get high, man, listen to me. One drink ain't enough, Jack, you better make it three. Gonna get drunk, I'm gonna make it real clear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer, one.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies for us here in the overnight. Light southeast winds and 57 degrees by daybreak. A mix of clouds and sunshine around the area on Friday. The high 75. Friday night, there will be a chance of some showers and storms. Most of that should be after midnight. It's 60 at our studios.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Make sure you stick around the happy hour. Earl Ingram, our pal, is going to join us at 5 o'clock. The mayor of Glendale, Brian Kennedy, at 5:30. We can take your calls at 844-967-2789.
And if you missed us today, Don, we're doing it again tomorrow at Oktoberfest. La Crosse, Wisconsin will be at Buzzard Billy's down there on Pearl Street. Join us. The party, the live broadcast party, getting started about 4 o'clock. So we will have a good time all across the great state of Wisconsin. It's the Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. And I'm thinking we got to work out some T-shirts. And we got to work it back to, like, the Jade Monkey at some point. That's got to be, like, the grand finale.
Ended at the Jade Monkey.
Something
that funky song. Monkey, we do love that bar. One of Hawk's finer neighborhood bars.
Well, folks, this is a Milwaukee party. It's a pre-Packers party. The Packers getting up and kicking on the
Detroit
Lions ass tonight.
I was a little concerned as we started the show today. I looked at the Lions. Like, man, you know, the Packers are getting 2 points at home. They are home underdogs. I was thinking, how is that even possible? My Lions, are they that good? And then Mike Clemens informed us, man, there's a lot of injury problems over at the Packers. So how confident are you knowing what we now know, Michael, with your Packers versus my Hungry Lions?
I would just say, let's let the whole year ride on tonight. Yeah. Let's let it ride, Dev. Let it ride. We've got some callers. You could be one of them at 844-967-2789. Again, we're in Glendale at the Bavarian Beer House. Come on down. The beers are cold. The food's hot. And the company's not half bad at this point. Trucker Dean. Nate, you're going to have to help us. Trucker Dean, join us on the radio airwaves. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
Hey, how you guys doing? Just kind
hey,
of
good thing. Welcome.
You know,
not bad. Where are you at? Hickson. Where's Hickson?
Just south of Osseo.
You got it. Okay. All right, man. Sorry to interrupt.
30 miles.
Tell me what you want to tell me. Okay, fair enough. I learned something.
Are we good? Are we good? Can you hear me?
We're good. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I kind of wanted to rename Donald Trump, you know, like a mob boss got their little names. And I'm thinking Don the Dodger. He's trying to dodge his court dates. He's a tax dodger. He's a debate dodger. He's a draft dodger. So I'm thinking Don the Dodger would be a good name for him.
What about Slippery Don? Greasy Don? Weaselly Don.
What about Donald Duck? I mean, did you hear Christie? He came out with that. He was so proud, man, the Christie team. As soon as he said Donald Duck, man, they started putting out memes on Twitter. I mean, they were just all over it. What is your sense? Did you hear any of the debate? And how do you think this is
it
all going to shake
like
out?
It went over like Howard the Duck.
Right.
I didn't hear any of the debate, but I did hear Joe Biden today, and that was one of the best speeches I think I've ever heard from any president.
It was a great speech.
What grabbed you about the speech, Dean?
Oh, just kind of how he went after everything that's wrong with the Republican Party, but we can still fix it. Get out and vote, and we can fix it.
Yes, sir. Gene, you make an excellent point. I thought Joe Biden made several. Yes, sir. Trucker Dean, thanks for listening. On the road in Hixson, Wisconsin. That's near Osseo, if you didn't know, Dom.
Yes, we learned that today. What I heard of the speech, and I was surprised as I was driving today, I got the XM in the car, so I listened to a little MSNBC and CNN, and they were both providing and bringing the Biden speech. So I quick flipped over to Fox to see what they were rolling on, and oh yeah, of course it was this you know bar mitzvah investigation that the Republicans are going through. So I flipped back to
bar mitzvah.
Well, you know it's not even a thing, so I may as well call it something else. Let's you know call it something else other than what it is. Point B, what I heard the passion from this president Joe Biden, and I haven't heard a lot of this from him. You know, he's an older guy, and sometimes he talks like this. And you know, I'm serious. You know, I'm not kidding. You know, he has his tics. He has a way of that he presents his speech. But he was talking about how Donald Trump, when he was overseas and at the cemetery, I think perhaps it was in France, and he made the comment about you know the cemetery being full of losers and suckers. And Joe raised his voice: "Losers and suckers." Was my son a sucker? He slept next to a burn pit for a year, came home and died of cancer. Was he a sucker for signing up to serve his country? It just kind of wrenches at your heart. And you think, oh, my God. You know, the differences between a guy like Donald Trump and a guy like Joe Biden. I'm sure Joe Biden's been a politician for a long, long time, and Donald Trump is Donald Trump. But the personality that comes through in the way they talk and their manners and their actions, it is entirely 100% opposite. Opposite. And you want a guy like Donald Trump again, Republicans? You got nobody else. You had no one on that stage yesterday? All the donors are begging for Youngkin to jump in? Not even close. It is so literally, and I agree with Trucker Dean. Probably one of the best speeches. I didn't know he was speaking today, this event for John McCain. I didn't know this was going on, and I was happy that I actually found it and listened to a little bit of it.
Well, I found it on the Civic Media Network. I listened. My friend Todd Alba broadcast it live. He took much of the Biden speech. We got another one of our fine colleagues, Dom, joining us live. Coming up at the top of the happy hour, it's morning host Earl Ingram from WAUK, WRJN, and WGBW. He's joining us at the Bavarian Beer House, because if anybody knows how to Oktoberfest, it's Earl. And we're out here with the Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. And it continues. This tour is again tomorrow. Dom, we're going to be in La Crosse at the Buzzard Billy's. So if you're driving home tonight and you're looking for plans tomorrow in La Crosse, it's not just Oktoberfest, and it's Oktoberfest with the Devil's Advocates. You're going to want to join us.
It's a whole new thing. Before we run out of time in this segment, Nate, we got a couple of clips, a couple of highlights, perhaps lowlights of last night's GOP debate, if you can call it that. A short one here from Nikki Haley. I think we're going to be dropping this one often, especially when we get callers from like CJ. Let's hear cut number one, Nikki Haley.
Honestly, every time I hear you, I feel a little bit dumber for what you say.
I believe she's referring to Vivek Ramaswamy. Right. Like, oh, damn. And I think this was about the time when I turned off the debate. Let's go with cut number two, please.
That one's a little bit too long for us here.
Oh, it's too long.
Come on, man.
No time.
Time to go to break. Come back. Oktoberfest style at the Bavarian Beer Haas. Devil's Advocates on the road. Earl joins us next. Plenty of room for you as well. Packers don't kick off till 7:15. Watch it on a big screen or listen on WRJN 1400 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
So do I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you
you know, the stadium has a history all its own. It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.